everybody, and we welcome you to another episode of If You Don't Like That, brought to you in part by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, available 24-7. They've got a fix for you. Again, that's newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. Also brought to you by Bennett's Restaurants, three locations in the greater Sacramento area, Sacramento, Roseville, and the Westside Grill in Rockland. Go to Bennett's Restaurants, check out the menu, make a reservation or more. Prime seafood and steak at Bennett's Restaurant. Yes. It is that time of year. March Madness. The NCAA tournament, both the men's and the women's tournament, get underway. Have you ever wondered why you watch the NCAA tournament? What gravitates you towards this incredible event? And it is incredible because it is so unique. As we get down to 64 teams and Thursday and Friday, round one, then it's down to Saturday and Sunday to see who's going to be in the Sweet 16. But again, why do you watch the NCAA tournament? Do you watch it because it's single elimination? Do you watch it for the exciting finishes? And the reason why I'm asking you this, could you name 10 players in college basketball right now? Let's say you are a fan of a team that's in the tournament. All right, you probably know all the players. But do you know of players on other teams? I mean, look at the number one seeds this year in the men's tournament. Let's do a little quiz right now, okay? Let's do a little quiz. Give me three starters on Connecticut that went 31-3. What about North Carolina? Number one seed, 27-7. Can you name three starters on North Carolina? What about Houston and the Cougars? 30 up, 4 down. Could you name three starters on Houston? What about the Boilermakers? 29-4, the other number one seed. All right, let's do it this way. Give me, out of those four teams, 10 players that play for Connecticut, North Carolina, Houston, and Purdue. I would wager to say that the vast majority of you listening right now could not name me 10 players in college basketball. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to watch the tournament. It doesn't mean that you don't enjoy the tournament. And it doesn't mean anything other than you like it. I would put myself in that category too. I don't watch a lot of college basketball until March. I start watching college basketball around the conference tournaments. And I'll be watching college basketball beginning on Thursday. Because I know a lot of the players? No. Because it's just something to do. And by something to do, it's almost a ritual in this country, right? Every March, we watch March Madness. We watch it because we want to see the Cinderella teams. We watch it because it's single game elimination. We watch it for upsets. We want to see a 16 beat a 1 or a 15 beat a 2 and so on and so forth, right? And we watch it because most of us fill out a bracket. And sometimes we put a dollar in. Sometimes it's 5. Sometimes it's 10. The office pools, right? There is that aspect of it. I guess my question is, would you watch the tournament or would you be as invested in the tournament if you weren't part of a bracket where you could win something? And again, most times it's money, right? Office pools. Hey, put in 10 bucks. Put in 20 bucks. You bet with your friends, right? Let's fill out a bracket. Go online, fill out the bracket. I've been asked by several friends to fill out brackets and various price points from a dollar all the way up to $20 for an entry fee. Would you watch the tournament if you didn't have a bracket? Would you be invested in watching the tournament if you didn't fill out a bracket? Correct? I mean, there's no way that anyone walking the face of the earth can predict these games. You can't forecast upsets. I mean, we always talk about 12s versus 5, right? James Madison, Wisconsin, a 12-5. McNeese against the Zags from Gonzaga, a 12-5. You look at other 12-5s, Grand Canyon, St. Mary's. Has anyone, do you even know where Grand Canyon's located? Could you name one player on Grand Canyon? Just give me one player on Grand Canyon. What about UAB and San Diego State? Well, I know Ryan and Sacktown could give me some players on San Diego State, but what about UAB? Could you name me one player on UAB? What about four seeds? Could you name me a player on Auburn? Could you name me a player on Alabama? Could you name me a player on Kansas? You probably could on these teams. What about Duke? You probably could. But if I threw a random seed, that's not bad. In the eighth seed, those are pretty good teams. Nebraska's 23-10. Can you name me one player on Nebraska? What about Utah State? They were 27-6. They were an eighth seed. They're an eighth seed. They had a good year. What about Mississippi State? 21-13. Could you name me a player on Mississippi State? I couldn't. What about Florida Atlantic, 25-8? Could you name me even one player on Florida Atlantic? No. And I couldn't either. No idea. But we'll watch the tournament. We'll get into it. We may not call talk radio. We may not call if you don't like that with Grant Napier and talk a lot of college basketball. I very rarely get calls on college basketball. That's been the case since I moved to Sacramento in 1987. Very rarely used to get calls on college football or college basketball. But yet when March comes, most people find themselves in front of a TV. I mean, it's the most, from what I understand, the first round of the NCAA tournament, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, rounds 1 and 2, is the busiest time of the year for Las Vegas. Think about that for a minute. Why? Because of the NCAA basketball tournament. Now, gambling has a lot to do with that, but so does partying. Right? You can sit in front of a TV and you can sit there all day and you can watch game after game after game after game after game because there are so many going on simultaneously. And if you're a sports fan and you like to wager a little bit, well, you really can't ask for anything more than that. But is there an event? And I've always said the Kentucky Derby falls into this category. Is there an event that is so big like the Derby where you couldn't name one horse a week before the race? You have no idea. You have no idea. But yet, you can watch the Derby. You might bet on the Derby, but you don't know anything about it, for the most part. There are exceptions if you were a horse racing fan. But again, I look at college basketball. I'm 64. I've been watching the NCAA tournament and the NIT, when it used to be very popular, for as long as I can remember, with my dad and my brother. And we used to go to the NIT. And I used to love going and watching college basketball. I've told the story of watching Pete Maravich play at Madison Square Garden when he was at LSU. So I love college basketball. But I will tell you this. I don't like watching college basketball now. But I will start watching the games on Thursday. I don't like the way the game is played now. I think the game is sloppy. I don't think it's that good. I think there are a lot of boring games. But then you get to the end and it's 60-60. With 30 seconds left, and you're on the edge of your seat, and you're praying, even though you can't name one player on the team that you picked in your bracket, right? You're just praying that your team advances, right? You're hoping that when you watch Oregon play South Carolina, that your team that you picked wins. You're hoping that when you watch Dayton in action against Nevada, that the team you picked, a 7-10, advances against the winner of Arizona and Long Beach State. But yet, you probably don't know who the coach of those teams are. You couldn't name one player, but you are so into it because you got your bracket, you got a little bit of money on it, and, well, that's the beauty of the tournament, is it not? Name me a tournament or a sporting event as large as this annually that so many people don't know anything about. Yeah, you're a basketball fan. Yeah, you love college basketball or you love the sport of basketball. But do you really know anything about the teams you're going to be watching beginning on Thursday? You know what? I don't think so. I'll tell you what I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching my good friend Ian Eagle. He's got the semis and the finals. It's his first year as the lead man for CBS and Turner. The best. The bird. Ian Eagle. I'll be watching just so I can listen to him as much as I'm watching the game. NCAA March Madness. It gets underway Thursday. Who do you like, everybody? And just for the record, I'm rooting for the Kansas Jayhawks because I want Scott Pollard and that new heart to be beaten fast because Scott, a former Jayhawk, and that would be a great test for his new heart if Kansas could make it to the Final Four. So I'm rooting for the Kansas Jayhawks. Who do you got? Enjoy it, everybody. It's that time of year.
It's time for Grant's Rant.
And Grant's Rant today is brought to you in part by Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital, located in Auburn. They serve the foothills, Roseville, and the greater Sacramento area. Full-service veterinary medicine. They do it all. Dentistry, surgery, and wellness care. That's Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. Full surgical care, advanced internal medicine. And again, they are dedicated to urgent care. That's Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. We are also coming to you courtesy of Foster's and Paws. And right now they have 20 puppies available for adoption. That number is going to be 70 in a couple of weeks. Go to fostersandpaws.org/adopt. That's Foster's and Paws, a group of animal advocates. All right. How about golf? Right? You into golf? I mean, there's some big events coming up. The Masters. I'm looking forward to the Masters. You know why? Because everyone's going to be playing. I watched the Players' Championship at Sawgrass on Saturday and Sunday. I watched it because I love the course. And really, you know what? I didn't have a lot going on. And I watched it. But I got tired of Dan Hicks of NBC and Mike Tirico talking about Scottie Scheffler, who's great, by the way. I got nothing against Scottie. He's a great golfer. Making a big deal. No one's ever gone back-to-back in 50 years at the Players' Championship. But the world's number one did so, and he played great on Sunday. But here's the deal. Many of the best golfers in the world aren't on the PGA Tour anymore. They're at the LIV Golf Tour, correct? John Rahm, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. I mean, so many Aussies, so many Europeans. We can just go on and on right down the list. So, you know, is it impressive to win back-to-back years? Yeah. Scheffler's a hell of a golfer. We get that. But the competition is a lot different than it's been in the past because so many of the world's best players don't play in that event anymore. That's why I am looking forward to Augusta and the Masters because we'll have the best of the best. Right now, I'm probably only going to watch four more golf tournaments this year, and they're the majors. Other than that, I don't know about you, but I just don't have a lot of interest anymore in golf. And that's my rant for today. That is my podcast for today. Hope you have a fabulous day. Enjoy the basketball tournament, everybody, both men's and women's action. And again, thank you so much for checking out If You Don't Like That. Bye-bye.